Okay, cool.
Okay, guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jenna Blackert, and today we're talking with Amajan Rose. This is my co-host, Leonca Reyna, and this is the Hot Hustle Show. Just a little background about Amajan is I guess I've interviewed you probably 6 or 7 times over probably 6 or 7 years. And every single time, she's one of the people that just blows my mind. And I will often, like, we create these speaker packages for you guys. And I have made her go above and beyond and create something super duper epic. And inside of it was one of the earlier programs that changed my entire world. It was a veil removal through all your chakras, and it was wild. And I was just like, you know what? This time she's starting this whole event, and she is going to, rock everyone's world. And I wanted to put in this veil removal, and then she had this new package that came on top of it. So now it's like this huge thing. That doesn't give you. One time I was in Michael's, the craft store, and Ambajam just called me up. It had been, do you remember this? It had been
I
like
do.
I had kind of gone rogue from doing interviews for a little while, and at first I thought she was just calling me to be like, "Hey, when is the next interview? We're gonna play together, right?" And I guess we did eventually talk about that, but she was really like gave me a message. You know, that things were shifting and changing, and she could feel it. And it was just kind of cool that, my friends out there are looking out for me to like bring me into, this. Like, I cannot not. I'm followed around by all these master healers. It's almost like I cannot go. It's like consciousness, whoa, I'm not ready. It's unknown, but I have to go because I'm now at this point, I'm like followed by all these master healers and it's wild. So, anyway, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually remember
Absolutely.
that day.
You
I was
too.
walking, I don't even know what I was doing, but all of a sudden I was like, must call Jenneth and tell her to go, go, go. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. Happened out of
And
nowhere.
I still take baby steps along the way.
I must be so glad that
We
you
all
called her.
do.
Yeah, right?
I must be so glad that you called her because now I'm sitting next to her on this co-host desk, right? So thank you
Right.
for calling her and giving her the message because
Yeah.
she pulled me in and she was like, "We're going." I'm like, "We're
Finally time,
going."
finally time.
Let's do this. And it's fun.
Amen, man.
It's a great
Yeah.
one. Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh my goodness, I'm so honored to always have you. And I always
Oh.
want you to lead off my series because I think you're so phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And the thing about Ambajam is she also like evolves as consciousness evolves. I mean, it's like spot on. It's like I'll get an awareness and she'll get kind of she'll get like twice the amount that I get. I'll be like, I feel like, we were just talking. We were like, 2024 is like, wow, this energy is like spot on flow. And we both got that. And it was just kind of cool to get that validation sometimes where it's like, you're like, whoa, yes. And so, yeah, we're ready. Okay. Let me just kind of drop in and go direct here
I
for a
can ask
second.
so I'm newer to your work and I spent some time it really I read your whole about me and your story and it's
Aw,
quite
thank
fascinating. And so for we've got a lot of new people that we've invited into this series and I've worked in radio and television, so I've worked in a lot of mainstream platforms. And so we've invited a lot of those people in too. And so I just want them to learn a little bit more about you. And I mean, I wish I could read your whole story here, but will you kind of go into that for us? It's fascinating. You talked about the cloud
you.
and I mean, it's just so much, but for whatever pieces that you can share, I think it'd be so great.
So I'm gonna, my story's really long, so I'm gonna
Yes, but it's
shorten it.
amazing. It's amazing,
I'm
but
gonna shorten it. The key points here. So ever since I was like 2 years old, I was seeing the path of the soul from incarnation number one all the way to today, and all these significant points that are holding I have to say the adults, because I was little, and so this was my first experience. So it was all their soul history and all these significant lifetimes were holding their root causes of their present day issues, relationship issues, how they feel about themselves. Like everything that the human is experiencing is coming from these soul points. And I just thought everybody saw that. And that we all hang out, everybody sees everybody's like soul points, let's say. And we can have this discussion of like, hey, do you see this thing in your space of like, why you feel this way? And we'd go, yeah. And then I got to high school and I realized, no, nobody sees this. And so I had shut my gifts down. And when I moved to San Francisco when I was 26, they turned on. I was walking down, for those of you who are familiar with San Francisco, I'm walking down Market Street to Waitrose, and I turn the corner of Market and Embarcadero, and all of a sudden that gift turned back on. And I just felt like I was like 80,000 feet tall and 80,000 feet wide, and who I thought I was over. I was just like, what is going on? And it felt so familiar, but I didn't, you know, my brain didn't catch up yet. And then I walked into Waitrose to open the restaurant with my fellow peeps, and this person comes out and he's like, oh, hey, good morning. I'm like, good morning. And then his being was like, I went on a date last night and she reminded me of my mother. And he starts going off and all of these things of all these issues with his mom. And he's like, I'll never go out with her again. And meanwhile, he's still going, good morning. I'm like, what is happening? So I start hearing things as I'm waitressing all day, and my gifts turn back on. And I went home and I had these roommates, and I felt compelled to do this reading for my roommate. And he said, yes. And I'm going to just quicken that story. So I kept getting this information that he feels like it's all his fault that his dad left the family. And his father's being came to me and told me all the reasons why he left. One of them being, I was afraid if I stayed, I would hurt my son and I'd just hurt my whole family. So I left. I pulled myself out. So I'm doing this reading and the soul points are talking to me about how my roommate can heal the super deep stuff like that really fast. He just has to understand it, right? And then I wake up the next morning, and I'm just kind of like, well, that was weird. Like, how do I know stuff?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a fluke. And then I went to work and it all was happening again. And then I got home and my roommate was home and he was bawling his eyes out in a way that I've never seen anyone cry. And he's like, he's on the couch and there's like tissues everywhere. And he's like barely getting himself towards me. And he was like, do you remember you did that reading for me yesterday? And I was like, oh no, I screwed him up. Like that was
I screwed him up. I love it.
And he said, and I was like, yeah, I remember, you know. And then he said, well, you kept telling me my dad needed me. And so I decided to find his phone number because he hasn't heard from his dad in like 14 years or whatever. So he's like, I called my mom, I found his phone number, and I called my dad. I was like, you did? And he said he was so happy to hear from me. He's missed me so much. And he told me the reason why he left the family was because he didn't want to screw us all up. So basically he was saying that everything that his dad's being was telling me was actually real, like in this really real detailed way. And he said, we're going to go have lunch tomorrow and recreate our relationship. And I was like, wow. And as I'm having this experience with my roommate and I'm like blown away, and my heart and my being is like, yes. My mind is like, what is going on? And everything just like paused, and these huge beings came in and they were basically like, you have the ability to see the root causes of people's issues and how to heal them really fast, and go. And then I started a practice, and this was 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. So to shorten everything, so I'm doing my readings for 5 years or so, and then healing energies kind of started happening. And then one day I'm doing my reading with a client, seeing all this stuff, and all of a sudden this light in my client's heart and their being just went poof and boom, and it's just sitting there, kind of like just sitting there, aware, awake, alive. And all my clients' stuff was floating all around this light that I was pointing to and talking to. Then the light consciousness started like shining its light and all this awakening and energy to the issue. And then the issue started changing in a whole other way that I've never seen before. And I'm like, what is going on? And then long story short, I was like, oh, my client just woke up. That's what that light is. Cause I didn't know then. So then my clients started waking up and they were all having these super similar experiences. My life is blowing up. All my passions are going away. I don't know who I am. I can't even get out of bed. All my stuff's up 24 hours a day. And so I was working with people one-on-one being like, you're waking up. this is why your life is blowing up. Everything has to now align to this light. And I was like describing, and I was feeling like I need to talk to more people at once who are going through this. And so Spirit was like, we need a new healing modality so we can go from one-on-one to more a group level to help people understand what's going on and clear this old self, let's say, super fast. Work with the soul history that's still here, even though we've awoken, we still have a soul history. We still have issues. We still have emotions, right? But how do we heal it now, right? Became the question. If we're not our issue, how do we heal the issue? And yet it's still here, right? So it was just really fascinating for me to kind of, my whole work had to change because people were waking up. And so this thing called group power healing happened, and that's what I do today. And so everyone who's drawn to this type of work is like super on fire, dedicated to their freedom. They're self-empowered. They're self-directed. They're so friggin' kick ass. I call us kind of like the spiritual Navy SEAL team, because we go in and we are so facing everything that we've ever experienced and all our choices to reconcile, understand, complete, and let it go like really, really, really fast. Yeah. So the whole premise of my work with groups is to meet people where they are in their awakening, see all of this old stuff that's, you know, still there, and heal it super fast with our group power energy and all this awakeness in everybody. So it's kind of like being like if you're a fireman and there's a house on fire and you're only one fireman with one hose versus we have 500 firemen, and that fire's out, right? So that's what I do. So my whole work had to shift because people are waking up. Mm-hmm. And the one thing I want to share about awakening is there's the idea of what it is, and then there's what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's friggin' messy. We don't know what we're doing half the time. We're figuring it out. Everything we've ever been is falling away. Like, what? Like, who I still think I am, I'm not that. Like, how is that even possible, right? And so there's not this, like, it's not sexy. Like, awakening is not this spiritual sexy thing that people are looking for or selling. Mm-hmm. It's who you are, who you really are, just keeps blossoming and blossoming, coming out for the rest of your life. It's the long haul. And I just feel like it's really important to share that part, because you can look for, I want to be enlightened and I want to be this and I want to be that, but this doesn't know, like it doesn't know. And we have all these ideas of what awakeness should feel like, how we should feel by now, right? Nope. Mm-mm. Nope, nope, nope. Like, this is it. Like, this is it. So that's what I want to share for now.
Yeah, well, can we dive a little bit deeper into that? Because I feel like there's a little bit more. You know, when somebody says, are you awake? Like, you know, I mean, what does that really mean to you?
That's a good question.
Such a good question. So how I see things is on the energetic, we could say like scaffolding level of the house. So I see things on this energetic level. I also see things just like I see you guys, like a movie is in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so I want to describe it on an energetic level. So awakening is this. We incarnated as a being, right? Let's say here's source or creation or whatever we all call it. Then source incarnates to experience itself. And it goes off and lives a life. Okay. And it's always constantly kind of feeding back as it's experiencing itself, as you, as me. So I'm going to simplify this. When it incarnates into a form, right? Like I'll just use me as an experience. I mean, as an example, right? So I'm in a form right now. And then this form has an identity of I'm Ambujam. And that's all I am. I don't question who I am. I am my beliefs. I am my thoughts. I am my emotions. And that's it. And I go through life, many lifetimes, creating my experiences and my relationships through this identity of who I think I am. And so I've created a whole life from this identity that I would never even question.
And that's the problem.
It's not a problem.
Well, it might be. Because no. When you come to an identity and you come to the conclusion that you are this, then you're not open to receive anything beyond what you are.
Yes. And I'm talking about the whole, more so of the whole overview of the path of awakening.
Okay.
This experience of being an identity, nothing wrong with it. It's evolution, right? It's how I incarnated, right? To experience myself in a very specific way. So I'm this identity creating relationships and jobs and a house and where I live, right? It's like a mask. I don't even know I'm wearing a mask, but if you looked at me, you'd know I'm wearing a mask, but I'm so used to my mask. I'm just looking out of it. So I can't see it. Right. Then one day this light in my heart that was always there, poof, comes through the whole identity and it's on. And this is my true self. Like who I really, 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 really am that my mind will never comprehend. Just can't get it. It keeps learning as you know, it's a journey, right? It learns, let's say. So then this light turns on and the identity is still there. But what starts to happen is the light starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And the identity starts to fall away. And then I have to figure out what is this? Who am I? What am I? So that's awakening is like,
yeah,
something's happening now.
I thought
that's my experience.
It. Yeah. Well, it's like being undefined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so good because the labels, like it's hard when we say who you really are because the mind's like, well, who am I? It's like, I don't know. I know how I feel inside though, when I tune into myself, like it is undefined. Like I love that. And I might paraphrase this phrase, but there's a Zen saying, it says something like the finger is pointing to the moon. The finger will never be the moon, but it can point to it. And so the words, who we really are and our true energy and our true essence, they're just words pointing to like this vast consciousness that we all tune into, that we feel, but we can't. It's really hard to like,
I know. It's really hard to explain consciousness. You know, I mean, there's a big difference between being unconscious and conscious, right? And then there's consciousness.
Yeah, and I think we all have experiences. We get glimpses of like consciousness versus me having an experience of consciousness versus my identity is still here. And then there's just this. And it's like, we get these glimpses of like no one, nothing. And then it's almost like we get, you know, the ego can't take it. So it has to hurry, you know, it's got to contract and freak out and like, so normal.
Yeah. So normal. Yeah, Joe said on the chat, we're really evolving. And we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like super fast too.
Yeah. Super fast.
Yeah. I can only say that from experience, but I feel like sometimes I'm like whiplashed, like, whoa. And then my ego wants to jump in and be like, no, that didn't happen. Or you're just tripping or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And but it's through conversations like this with you or you know, just various different conversations and evolving that we are now able to, I guess anchor it in or believe ourselves or really have more essence of who we really are. And I can't even say it because every time I try to say or try to define any of that, it just becomes more elusive and it changes because I've acknowledged it
Somebody just said, I'm completely lost, but interested.
probably. That's okay. Right. That's okay. So perfect.
Well, I mean, even the word undefined, when you think of yourself as undefined. So if I would say, I'm a 50-year-old woman with, dark brown hair, yeah, those are my features. That's not who I am. Right. The essence of who I am is undefined, unless I define certain areas, like belief system. I really hate the word, do you believe that? I feel like no, but what is it that you know? One of my favorite questions was, what is it that you know that you're denying or refusing that you know? Because it kind of gets rid of that layer of, oh, hey, there's actually something there that I'm actually avoiding, knowing this about myself.
And that's, go ahead.
One of the things that I know that we were going to talk about today is the not you. Which I've always used the word not me, right? When something from either the collective or your parents or something comes in and you react and you, I mean, that's like the easiest way for me to just describe it. And you're like, that was weird that I said that. That's not me. You want to talk a little bit about that?
I'll just start with 24. 2024 energies are creating us to have so much more space to experience. Wait a minute, that's not mine. That's not mine. That's not me. And such a big topic. We're all very sensitive, whether aware of it or not aware of it. And so as we awaken, we become more sensitive and more sensitive and more sensitive. And so I'll just talk about it on this level for now. So we can pick up the collective energy, we can pick up somebody else's feeling, fear, and then we walk around being like, this is how I feel. And it's like, but that's not even yours, man. That's not yours. But how do you freaking know? Okay. And where this all started for me was, I don't know, 5 years ago, I felt this very specific feeling and I kept trying to heal it and be present with it. And I was getting nowhere. And all of a sudden I saw it wasn't even my feeling. And I was like, whoa. And so I started to learn, wait, before I even start to even want to heal something that I'm feeling, let me ask the question, is this even mine? Because why would I spend any time healing something that's not even mine? That's ridic, right? So
Wait,
and then
so
I'll.
this question, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to,
No,
because
go.
I feel like for me, when I would ever get to a place that this does not belong to me, and maybe somewhat is it not mine, I would then go, but somewhere along the way, I bought this as mine, which was kind of another layer to that. And you're probably going there. I just
Yeah,
thought I would
that's
add it
my
in
next.
because my, yeah.
That's exactly. So I started to inquire, how did this get in? Where in me? And this is part of my package, you guys, of how to clear your energy for reals. Okay. I teach you guys this process. So my questions are this: how did this even get in the first place? What's it sticking to? Because so I really like the example of, like, let's say we all go to a store together. And half of us come out of the store feeling super gross and angry and like annoyed, and the other half didn't. Okay, why? So when we spend time with people, our information and our energies, they're constantly interacting, right? We're not conscious of that. We're conscious of, like, our human interaction, right? So the half of the people, like, we're all at the store, half of the people leave and they're all angry where they weren't angry before. They didn't feel gross before, but somehow being in that collective field, they come out and they feel gross. So why? Okay. energy that's around us has to stick to something in us. Otherwise, it would just move. It has to. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why is it hanging there? How does it, what in us is letting it sit there? Okay. And this is where the mastery comes in, because every time I feel something in my space and I ask, what in me is this sticking to? And I surrender into that answer. Oh my God, I learned something about myself that I was not conscious of. Mm-hmm. All these other parts of me are conscious of what's going on, let's say, because they're having it stick to them. But I'm not. I just know I don't feel right. Right? Like, what's going on? Then I start to really deeply inquire, like, well, what does this need to heal and complete? And it's so layered of why something is sticking to us. And so the 24 energies on one level are really, we'll just say it's higher, faster energy. And so it's really highlighting, it can really highlight that this is not who, these energies are not me, not us. The other thing that I want to speak to is on a whole other spiritual level, let's say. So here's my human self of my childhood wounding, and stuff sticks to that. People's depression will stick to mine. People's grief and loss will stick to my grief and loss as a kid, okay? So I heal myself. Okay, cool. And then that falls away. But the other piece of, wait a minute, this isn't mine, is there has been for lifetimes so much energy that does not want us to be who we are. Mm-hmm. That is tricky. And it's been in our systems, and it's been part of our training, really. And so what's happening as people are waking up and healing their emotions, this, let's just call it hardware, that's been part of our friggin' mainframe, or whatever you want to call it, has been there for lifetimes. And it's energy that does not want us to know who we are. Because if I knew who I was for real and really stood in that, and if we all knew who we were, who we are for real, and we really stood in that, this world would have to change. It would have to, right? So if we go to the store and we buy food, we're telling these manufacturers or whoever, I like your stuff. I'm going to buy it. Every time we make a choice, a decision to buy something, we're letting energy know, hey, I'm buying into this, and I want you to keep doing it. Okay. Yeah. That's an example. Okay. I'm not saying good food, bad food. I'm not talking about that. It's just our choices, where we put our energy, feeds whatever we're giving it to, and it keeps it alive. Okay. So as we're waking up and becoming who we really are and healing our traumas super deeply, healing our stuff way deeper than ever before, right? These energies that have been in our space that we gave our power to before, gave our authority over to before, because we were scared to be who we are now showing up because they can't stay anymore. And so we're having to, and this is, again, how I see this stuff. So this outer energy, these outer beings, this outer energy, how I see it is they are a part of, since the word go, there's been love and fear, let's say. Okay. It's just what it's been. And this love and fear thing is changing because we're awakening, and it's changing everything. So how things have existed since Om are evolving as well. Like on a way higher level, let's say, that we don't, you know, mentally pay attention to, right? So a lot of what I find when I ask the question, how did this get in the first place, whatever emotion I might be feeling, right, or energy, a lot of it isn't just a simple emotion anymore, because we're going down into the cave even deeper. And so we're seeing all, so the light is like shining on these parts of the cave that is us. And as the light shines on it, it's highlighting these super subtle pieces of the cave that you just can't see when it's dark. And so these super subtle levels, part of that, how I see it, are these energies that don't want us to be who we are. And this is all reconciling now. It just is. And that's a part of when we ask, what in me allowed this feeling or this weirdness to come in? Part of what I see and what people who are drawn to me and what we're working out is where we've allowed our authority, our sovereignty, our wholeness to be given up and to reclaim. And it's very powerful. And I'm not talking about it's good, bad, right, or wrong. We're evolving, it's evolution. Mm-hmm. And so the series that I created to teach you guys this process to clear this for real, because if you try to clear it, it doesn't work. I find the only thing that has worked is I find what's sticking to me. I deal with my own stuff, I deal with myself. And then this thing goes, my gap closes, my window closes in my house. Nobody coming in that window anymore. Yeah. Then there's a new one, right?
Can I say two things? I'm like jammering here. One of the things that I've become aware of when I've started to ask, who does it belong to, is it's if it icks me, like that trigger from the shopping mall, right? I've asked, is there something that I've aligned and agreed with here, or resisted and reacted to? Because I feel that there's something in my, must be some construct in my world that is hooking me to it. So I just thought I would add that to that.
A little healing right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
You're bringing something up that I feel like wants to just fall off of people.
Good. Let's let it fall off.
So I'm just going to do it because it's coming to do. So we're all together in this group energy, right? This collaboration, really. And what Jenith is pointing to is bringing something up, and it looks like, I don't know what it is exactly to describe it. I just know we don't need to have it anymore. And then once it releases, then I'll have the information. So I need everybody's permission. So in your heart, even though our minds don't know what we're about to do, does it feel right to let whatever this is go?
Yes.
So this is already happening, but I'm saying this out loud. So now what you all want to do is just allow your true essence to take up space now, wherever, whatever that was. Just get nice and fat there. Take off the belt, expand your energy. But you don't mentally try to expand your energy. You allow. It's like you allow. Yep. So as this is happening, the release already happened, but now you guys are just taking up space. I'm just going to go figure out what the heck that thing was.
Yeah.
Because it's the word agreed to that really highlighted this. So interesting.
Well, that would be accepting something in.
Yeah.
But that'd be a lie that you bought way before.
Way before. Yeah, because we're not consciously like, hey, dude, so it's like, come mess with me, right?
Yeah, you're like,
yeah, we're not consciously,
you know,
that.
2 years old and something had happened and you agreed to it. And then something similar happens in your 40s and you go, and you get all icky inside. You don't even know what it is.
Or Ambajam, is it also sometimes not even in this lifetime?
The root of it is not always. Right. I've never, ever, in the 30 years I've been doing readings with people, I've never seen anything just pop up in this lifetime out of nowhere. Ever.
Well, but we do entrain to other people's energies.
But they also are bringing their
lineages. Yes, sorry.
Yes. And then you have a whole soul history with people. Like, what's our soul history? We don't mentally know. We have no idea, but we have it obviously because here we are together. Nice. I just want to share what I see that this thing was that's leaving.
Okay, great, please.
So I'm going to simplify it, and then how you guys work with this information, what how it resonates with you, it'll just be interesting. So what I saw was another life, was not human. There was an agreement to do somebody else's bidding that mm-hmm. never felt right in the first place. But why do we make these agreements? Because we're scared. We're scared.
And we don't want to be judged.
We what?
We don't want to be judged, right? So we agree.
Or threatened.
Yeah.
You know, because these type of things threaten our core survival stuff. So it either plays on money, health, relationship, home. Like they know exactly what they're doing, right? It's brilliant.
Wow.
So
not
even
unconscious.
Just so everyone knows, I'm wanting to release.
So yeah, there was a really old agreement with like somebody else's agenda to carry it out. And that's, I'm just going to simplify it like that. And so wherever in this life that you might be working for someone else that you're like, it didn't feel good, but I got to do it. Okay. Like, how does this, how does agreeing to do something for someone else, even though it didn't feel good, didn't feel right, where might that be, that theme might be in your life, and just kind of check it out. And you don't have to like take an axe to it and be like, I gotta leave now. Right? Because that's the mind's idea of like, uh-oh, then I'm gonna have to leave this person, change my job. It's this kind of immediate sense of a fear-based reaction, like immediate. And it's like, sometimes, yes, sometimes you might have to immediately shift. But it's more about understanding yourself and what got you in those positions in the first place, so you don't keep recreating it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whatever that agreement was is just leaving now. It's just, and what's so interesting about this work that comes through me is like, all of us have like our true self's consciousness, let's say, knows things in 2 seconds. It doesn't have to go through the mind or through the emotions. It just knows. It's awareness. So how can it not know? And so whatever this thing was, we know what it is. We may not know, but we know what it is, and we chose to complete with that. We understand why we did it. Like, it all happens in 2 seconds. We saw what it was, the truth in us, sees what it is, goes, oh, I know why I did that. Done, bye. And that's how it releases. And so we work with our consciousness like super fast, because that's who we are. We're like, do, 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 quick, quick, quick. Because we don't have to like think about it. You know, the truth in us isn't like, let me go figure this out. No, it doesn't. It's just being and knowing. And so, yeah. Thank you, Jenith, because that was cool.
That was cool. Very
cool. Do you want to take some life?
Yeah. Let's, Amajam, do you want to kind of set it up so that they know what kind of question they should ask? Like, how much information do you need? As taking some live callers, like, they don't need the whole story, right?
Usually. No, I don't. You can either say to me, here's something I'm working with. This is such a good question. So let me just say this. You can say, what is it that my being wants me to know right now? What is it I need to know right now about my path? You can say, here's this very specific thing I'm working on. You know, how can you assist me with this? And so how I look at readings, right? So I'm the one doing the reading, let's say, and then you guys are the one asking the question, is we're both meeting in this equal place. And you're like, hey, I just want to get a second pair of eyes on this. Versus, tell me what to do. I don't know. It's like, I don't want your power, man. I'm here to collaborate with you, use my gift to see something faster and help you heal something quicker, because it's what I do. Mm-hmm. And so working with a healer, like, I could speak for 9,000 hours on this. It's not like this, that they know and you don't. Most of the time when we're asking question why we go to somebody is because we're scared, we're going through something. And so there's so much vulnerability there that this person is experiencing. And it can make them think, I don't know, and I don't have the power. You have the power. And it's like, no, we're equals meeting in this place.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're collaborating.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how I want you guys to approach me.
All right.
With questions.
Go ahead and raise your hand in the chat. Looks like we've got a couple of hands already raised. If you have a question.
And you can write your question in the chat as well.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you. So let's see, give a couple seconds to raise your hand. And we will bring you on the line to ask a question. I've got a question in the chat. It says, I have back pain since last week. Can you help me, please? And that is Rose.
So first thing is what percentage of that pain is yours? Mm-hmm. And when you ask the question to yourself, what percentage of this pain is mine? It's not about getting a number. It's to get this overall sense like, whoa, like most of that's not. So when I look at when that question comes, I see this energy going in her back that's creating the pain. And so what I want to say to Rose is it looks to me what's going on is you are really like on a really true level, deepest than ever, you are empowering yourself around money and abundance and really what that means for you. And you're just like, it's like you're calling in everything being like, I will never give my power away. And I'm putting words to it, but it's just like, you're really strengthening in a certain way. And there's an energy that doesn't want you to do that. So I would say get real big in your spine and really keep owning this very powerful, subtle, strong thing that you're owning right now. That you, like, source is your source, right?
Right.
It's not outside of you. It's not a person. It's not a thing. So that's what I want to say. Just keep owning, 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 owning.
Amajan, we've got several that are saying back and neck, chin, chin. Would you feel like that is also... is something that they could do too.
Very interesting. Same thing.
Yeah.
So physical pain, let's say if there's nothing attached to it, our physical pain is information. Mm-hmm. And so by the time something, this is how I see it. By the time the physical body actually feels pain, where'd it come from? What's going on? And so we have all these energy bodies and we have childhood and we have emotions and we have somewhere, something is unresolved and wants your attention. And here's this physical thing. So if you guys can bring your awareness, and again, just takes practice, mm-hmm. practice, practice, practice. Sit with yourself, bring your awareness to your physical pain and say, I'm here. What is it you want to show me? What's going on? So I want to share that too.
Beautiful. I want to take one more chat.
We got a couple people in the live too.
Okay. Do you want to, we'll alternate. You want to alternate?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take Nate. You're in the chat. We're going to ask you to unmute. And when you're ready, you can ask your question. Nat, are you there? Okay, well, while we're waiting.
How about Joe? Joe's been really active in the chat. Okay. Let's see if Joe.
Okay. Joe, you want... We'll ask you to unmute.
She's going to try and unmute you.
I think I have to ask.
Okay, now I'm unmuted.
There you go. Hi, Joe.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is more of a comment than a question. When you were talking about the cave and talking about all those things that are highlighted, I have sort of a different take on this, and this is just mine. I have a girl reason. He is dark blue. He comes from a space in the universe that he described himself. Say again, as dark light.
You're cutting out a little bit.
Let me try something. I've learned this over time.
Joe, if you want to write your comment in the chat, we can also address it that way too. You are breaking up a little bit.
It'll take a little while.
Okay. Yeah, just
let's try this. Am I better now?
Yes.
Yeah, go ahead. Let just go ahead.
So what that spot of dark light is it's a like a universal anomaly, and it's called dark light. It's actually ultraviolet light, just like a black light. And Blue always comes to me when I get in that space of what's going on here. He says, go to this space. And it's like a black light. If you guys have ever done black lights, you know how it brings up all those little spots of fuzz and dust. That's exactly what that does. And you can't miss anything when you're in that black light.
You can't miss anything. Yeah.
That's it. I just wanted to share that because that is so, and it's like instantaneous for me.
Well, thank you for
Thank you.
sharing that.
Okay, Nat did write in the question. She said her mic wasn't working. Do you want to read it,
Sure,
Leonka?
sure. She's responding to someone else. Go ahead, you go ahead.
So Nat, who couldn't, mics wasn't working, asked, could you give your point of view about what is the energy behind the sacral issues in the last month? Thought I had healed and body is reacting strangely.
Body. So I want to share this too. Would you guys ask me a question? It's like you're all this multifaceted diamond, and you all have different, we all have thousands of facets. And when you ask me a question, it's like what facet wants to talk to me today, right? And so there may be other layers, other facets, but I'm going to talk about the one that's coming up right now. And it's a very physical thing. I want to say yeast. So is there anyone that you know, that can help you clear out the yeast in your body? Because I feel like all the healing that you've been doing is actually bringing forward the stuff that's already been here. Wait, hold on. I'm gonna do something, okay? So that's cool. So the light, so you're doing all of this powerful, powerful, powerful frequency work, I want to say, with just your own self. And you're realizing that you have all these new frequencies that you can work within yourself, right? That keep showing up for you. So all this light is bringing up this yeasty energy, because yeast is consciousness. Okay. It's a very specific
Is
type
that
of.
like candida yeast kind of
Yeah.
thing? Okay.
Yeah. And so it's like this image of all this light that she's doing is bringing up this yeast like this. It was already back there, but now it's here. And what just came through was to do the light behind it, which is her, to help it clear that way.
Okay.
So I would say two things. She can physically work with stuff to clear out yeast in the body as she continues being who she is and just kind of keep going. And I just feel like I need to say part of the yeasty energy is, I describe this feeling that you can't do your own thing, which is interesting. That's kind of the theme that left earlier. You can't, who you are is going to get ridiculed, and therefore you need to partner with other people so your work and yourself can just kind of be watered down a little bit. That's a piece of this yeasty energy. And so the more you just keep owning yourself, like Rose, like just keep doing what you feel is happening. It'll take a little bit, but this energy will move out. But I feel like if you can couple that with physical stuff to clear yeast would be really good.
Fabulous. Wow. That
Yeah.
went in an interesting direction.
I know, right?
I know,
Like,
that's what it
I can
always
feel my
does.
body moving. And
Yeah.
like my insides, because those are been some stuff coming up for me as I've
Oh,
worked
interesting.
walking into do more of this work. And the partnership is pretty profound. So thank you for sharing that.
I wanted to take a question from my friend Diane. She had a great love that passed recently, and she's having a difficult time letting go of him. What would be your advice on on integrating this loss into her future life?
Woof. Well, A, you don't have to. What was the question? The question, what was the words exactly? Not get over, but.
She says, "I am having a difficult time letting go of him and
Let it
integrating
go.
the loss from my life."
You don't have to let go. Step
Interesting.
one.
Yeah.
Okay, because this soul, you guys have had a massive history. So much love. It's like you've been everything for each other almost. Friendship. Like there's is a lot there. So they're like, thanks. I'm like, yep. So the idea that you should move on, not feel this person anymore, all of that. Nope. Let it be really, 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 really organic and natural. And at some point, the you two will kind of like they'll always be there. It's part of your soul family, you know? But at some point you'll feel that kind of feeling of like, oh, I can actually feel like they're going more now. But it has to happen really natural, because if you were to rush this process that you're going through because of what you think you should let go of and hurry or whatever, it has to be really, really, really organic. So take your time and honor the relationship. Feel how you still feel this person with you. You don't have to be like, I should do all this, let go so they can be free. It's like, no. I just feel like you're exactly where you need to be. And they did pass, and they are, quote, on the other side. And yet the connection with you two is very, 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 very strong. And at some point, it'll just naturally, in its own time, just kind of, I don't want to say lessen, but like lessen physically in this world. And but they'll still be there. So that's what I need to say.
Thank you. All right, let's take Carrie in Surrey. You go.
Hi,
Hey.
it is.
Hi.
Hi, thanks, Amber Jam. I've been doing some of your group power healings, and I love them.
Oh,
They're
hi,
awesome.
Carrie.
Yeah, you're right.
Yay. Yeah.
My question is, well, whatever comes up, because you're bound to find the thing, but there's definitely a belief or something that I've not reached yet that's stopping me connecting to my guides, my higher self, permanently in source. I wonder if there's anything. And I'm getting all these physical things coming up with my hips and back, like the other ladies. So.
So this sounds like a really cliche answer. Why don't you want to connect? So I'd start there. Like the answer is, it's spiritually cliche, it feels like. But I feel like you can get really busy doing all the things versus simplify and ask the quote right questions. Because without, let's say we clear all this energetic stuff, if you don't ask, if you don't meet the parts of you that just don't want to
Okay.
and
Would
want
that be
with
because I
love,
thought it was like the fear or something that happened in a past life or
don't think about it, because now you're in your mind now. Feel. And don't
Deep
think you
breath.
have to hurry, because this process of connecting, like your question about connecting and the parts that don't want to, this is the path. Like the fact that you're having quote connection issues is the path to point you to, hey, there's some parts in here that they don't want to. Well, why, I wonder? What's up? Come sit down with me. I'm not going to fix you. I want to understand you, right? I want to understand why I might be afraid to connect and feel that again. And so don't try to figure it out. Take your time. Like ask, okay, parts, here I am. What parts want to come forward today about why you are afraid? And trust, listen, take your time. Don't rush this.
Yeah, I think I've been panicking because I know a kind of path direction I want to go in, but I need to be able to do that. So I've been panicking.
Yeah, you need this. Yeah, you need the foundation here. And again, I feel like I'm being told to tell you, I couldn't have told you this part if you didn't do everything you've already done.
Okay.
Because I would have pointed to, oh, we need to clear this thing. Oh, we need to do this thing. But because of everything, now the quote, simple part.
Yeah.
The hardest simple part is not to do all the tricks.
Yeah.
Spend time.
Cool.
With the knowing of, wow, this is totally my path to understand myself on these levels. Thank you, connection issues, because you're pointing me back so I can have the life I want. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. A couple more, I guess. Are you good, Ambajam?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. It's just
AB, you're up. AB.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, Ambujam. Thanks for everyone for taking my call. I also have been doing a bunch of your group healings, so thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
I just have it's more of a physical question, like if you can see anything that has to do with my nails, like they're really thin and weak and my fingertips are cracking all the time and underneath the fingernail. And I'm just wondering if there's any issues that you see there that's, you know, more than just the physical symptom.
Well, the physical part to me looks like the bone. It's a bone thing. It's a bone density thing. And so I'd look into that.
Okay.
And I don't know where you live, but there's something called a DEXA scan that you can get for bone density. And so I would look at, there's some really good like bone supplements and stuff like that on the market now. So that's a piece of it, is the bones need nourishment. There's like a dryness to the bones. Which then,
okay.
like when you're asking this question, what I immediately see is a dryness in the bones, which then on a human level equals bone density.
Right.
But the dryness, okay, like why, right? How'd that happen? Okay. So I'm just going to quickly look because... You know, it's like we can do physical things to help our body, but if we actually don't address the root of it, right, it's important. So, well, this part of you is blocking me now. She's like this.
I'm
like, come on. She's like blocking.
Oh, wow. What's the value of blocking? Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like... So this is why this is such an interesting question, because why is this so scary to ask this question, right? Like you said, why is the blocking happening, right? What, and I know if I can just have a couple more minutes, if that's okay with everybody, because I feel like this is important. And so the part of you that's like blocking, she's kind of like calming down a little bit and like just kind of, so what this part of you shows me is a way in to this whole dryness thing is betrayal and abandonment from this life.
This totally makes sense.
Yeah. So I don't want to say more because this is a very personal thing, right?
Okay.
So where, yeah, exactly where you're going right now. That's start there, and then that'll lead you to whatever kind of the past. But start there because that part's holding and that's connected to the dryness somehow.
Okay.
So you know, because I feel like you're on it. And like whew, get your Kleenexes and bear down, right? Like, ooh, it's really painful. It's really painful. But once you get through the initial, like, oh God, it's too much. I don't know if I can. You can.
Yeah.
You can. And you just do one step at a time, like feel it, and before you know it, you'll be in. And then all the rage and emotion can come out, and then you'll go, okay, how do I then start healing this or be this, be with this parts of me? So yeah, it's a big one. It's a big one.
Wow.
But you know it because I'm watching you on it. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much
for the question. Isn't it interesting how something with like your nails can actually go into something so much deeper?
I've never, in the 30 years I've been doing this, I've never seen a physical issue without an emotional component. Ever, ever, ever. So whether it's stubbing your toe, it can be the most teeniest thing, but there's some emotion or situation that's not finished. Mm-hmm. Or it wasn't felt all the way through. There's like two things, I'm simplifying it. It's either a situation that keeps repeating and cycling with another soul or some other people or whatever it is that needs completion and needs your awareness, or it's an emotion that wasn't fully felt all the way at some point because it was scary, right? That needs your attention, that needs to be felt so the physical body can like let go of what, you know, it's been holding. And because something has been physical, again, that's like the last spot of manifestation, we could say, through all the energy bodies and emotion, right? Boom. So it can take a minute for the physical result of what it's holding to shift and change. And so it's important not to get, which is hard, easier said than done, I know, but not to get caught in the physical result yet. Go to what created it. Mm-hmm. And then we can't control what the physical part will do, but we can clear it out.
Yeah.
Heal it. And then the physical will do what it does. In this life, we don't know.
Can we do, can you, Ambajam, can you do one of mine? Can you do me?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think I've shared briefly about my hip. You know, I had a really, really bad yoga injury about 10 years ago. And it's like loose and jiggly in the socket. I've done stem cell therapy and it got me back up walking again. I wasn't walking. I take collagen and glucosamine and things like that. And that does support it. But my bigger question is I felt that it was part of me at the time. It was happening during COVID when it got really bad. And I thought, well, I'm not moving forward. This is evidence I'm not moving forward. And I kind of made some conclusions around that. I would like you to kind of see if you can tap in and give me some awareness, and maybe as we do so, other people gain some awareness too about some physical issues.
What's interesting about this one, and this isn't like the, let me put it this way, it's part of the root cause, but what's interesting about this one is where this is being held in the physical body is actually not this time or not this universe. It's actually held somewhere else.
Wow.
So
and it's not mine. I also got. Yeah. So what do I do about it?
So this is the interesting part when it comes to these friggin' weird things, right? Is without getting these things out or having our awareness on it, it's hard because it's a part of the whole picture, right? And so again, as we wake up as human beings, we really have to keep practicing, asking the right questions, practice our discernment, practice trusting our own information. Of like, you get these hits of like, ooh. So my sense is like, when I'm telling you that it's not from this universe, some part of you already knows that. Mm-hmm. Okay, whether it's a small little niggle or a big fat knowing, I don't feel like you don't not know this.
No, I know this.
So
I feel like I chose it from when I came into this incarnation.
So can I say some really personal stuff?
Sure, go for
I
it.
I have to. So I see this image. Oh, it's already starting to let go. So the thread that's going from this thing, and I'll keep talking about it, is now all of a sudden, because your awareness is on it, even though your mind may not know what it is, right? But your awareness knows, and it's the thing that originated in it now is starting to just let go. It's like a string that was taut. So here's your human body, and then here's where it originated from. And it was taut like this. So all this healing you're doing, it's still holding it, right? So now this string's letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going through all the significant lifetimes and universes and to get here, right? So I want to talk about so I'm going to describe it as, which is really interesting because this theme keeps coming up today. There's this image of you talking with God and having two feelings at the same exact time. I will not. No, I won't do it. I will not be who I am. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. And I so want to. I so want to. I so want to. I so want to. It's so true. It's so true. It's so true. And it's like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Don't look at the truth. Don't look at me. And it's this kind of conflict, like a push-pull of, you know, you have to, I don't want to say shine your light. Okay.
Yeah. I do know that. Get kicked when I don't.
Who, you know, you have to be your original chosen energy here in this world. And the rebellion is just as strong from before. It's old. Okay.
Okay.
So the simple answer is this original you that you know is in there, beeline there and be like, okay.
Wow.
Because if you don't do that, you're going to try to do all these things in the world and they're not going to work because it's not what you're supposed to do, man.
Yeah.
They could kind of work and it'd be nice, but deep down you're like, dang it, I'm still unfulfilled. What? Right?
And again, dang puppy products.
Perfect example. And God loves you so much. He's just like, go ahead, I'll just wait.
Until you're ready.
Until you're ready. Because if you were forced, if anybody forced you to do this, it wouldn't be real. Right? You have to want to. And so this feeling in you, like all of us, we are a unique energy and we're here to do unique things. And that what on paper, that should be awesome, but we're scared to freaking death because of what it means and all of our soul history of last time I was in who I really was, didn't work out so well. It's fear beyond our mind's ability to talk ourselves out of it or manipulate ourselves away from it or create some sort of understanding. It is core incarnation fear of being who we are. And when we wake up, the core of it is like, right, come on, come on. And we're still working through all the levels of past life and this life. But deep freaking down, there's this fear, and it's not a fear that should have not been here or should go away. It's part of our experience of being in a form to be freaking scared of who we are. Yeah. And now we're at the point where we are facing it by doing all the levels and healing to get there, right? Yeah. We do what's ready, but for you, you can't do anything other than the thing. And I know you are scared to friggin' death to just open the door, put your cute little slippers on, or leave your slippers at the door and be like, dang, I gotta go in. And I don't know what I'm gonna lose. And I can't care about what I'm gonna lose more than I care about me and my God-given self that I came here to be. The scale, I don't want to say has to tip, but it's almost like it has to tip of like, and this is where the ripening happens, like an apple on a tree, right? The apple ripens and ripens and ripens, and then a little breeze comes along and poof, it falls off. It's ready to eat. It's not ready before that that little millisecond, not ready. And so the fear of you like going in the door.
I need to block.
is that ripening that you're going through to be ready to walk through?
Yeah.
And the patience, the
patience God has.
Patience God has. Like I'm sorry, best parent in the world.
Oh, it's
right. Because it's only that true love that can allow you to go in your deepest, holiest despair. And like everything you've ever gone through, God's just like loving you and waiting because he knows what you really want. But you have to get there. It's just part of the journey.
Wow.
So that's what it is.
Okay.
And the fact that you're asking questions.
I thought I could get by and actually be able to walk again.
Right?
I'm just going to get a hip replacement and be done with this.
Sorry. You're right. Yeah. And that wouldn't work. Oh. So let's say you did.
I know. I kind of get evidence of that energetically too. So that's okay. We don't have to go that down that way. Okay.
You can't force it.
Next caller.
Run. You cannot run.
I am aware.
It's amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And I just want to say this. Sorry. And this is for everyone listening too. When you know in your deepest bones that there's something in you that you have to be or do,
mm-hmm.
you're scared to death. The way to actually walk through that is be honest with yourself. Like you start honest, like I'm scared. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to go over. I'm not going to go under. I'm not going to take a pill. I'm actually just going to like, because I know that's where I want to go, but I'm here and I'm scared. And I'm just going to start where I am. Mm-hmm. And that honesty is massive. That alone is a healing. Like, wow. Whew.
Wow.
And the other thing around when we're honest like that, I mean, that in itself is a healing. It shifts the whole like approach to getting through the door, right? But why on a certain level, why being honest like that is important is because the traumas in us, the last thing they need is pressure and quick and judgment. They just want to be loved, man.
Yeah.
Because why the traumas are there, part of that is pressure from someone that hurt them, hurt us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so the last thing these parts of us need is even more pressure. And we can't help it. It's just what we do. We think we're being productive and come on. And there's times we do need to push through resistances. But these types of resistances need honesty and like one step at a time. Because it's core. It's
yeah.
core coming home. It's core full circle from incarnation number one all the way to today. Cool. It's full circle.
Right.
So it needs different medicine than, you know, my finger broke and I need to go to the doctor, fix it, right?
Sure.
So I just want to say that too. Just meet yourself where you are.
Right. Thank you for that. Holy cow.
Right.
Well, so I know that you do this. Do you want to talk about the package?
Yes.
Because I know that, you know, there's a lot of people on here that would like some more support. And we just are kind of running a little low on time here. Go ahead and put it in the streamline. I almost can't talk now. Did you notice that?
Sure.
I loudness.
We got into some just
awesome though. Right? So awesome.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Yes, go for please. It.
So one of the things I felt really strongly about creating this package was to do a live group power healing for it. Like I kept being guided, like you will do this. And so when I tuned into like, well, what is the group power healing topic? And I'm just going to read it because I have, this package is so massive. So I have the information in front of me. So we're going to focus on own who you are and your kick-ass self. it's this session is all about owning who you are, owning who you are, owning who you are, owning who you are. So it's a live session, March 24th, I believe is the date, on a Sunday. And it's, we're going to meet you guys where you are in being who you are, in being your kick-ass self. And all this stuff is, we're going to do all our accelerated healing and heal it super fast so you can be who you are, embody who you are, align in who you are, where you're at on your path. So it's very specific for you, even though we meet as a group. So there's a live session to help you be who you are. Then I have like this friggin' self-empowerment extravaganza. I have 20 MP3s and I'm offering you guys. And there's three series that are there. One series is how to clear your energy of what's not really you, which we talked about a little today. And I go into how to do this process, to ask the right questions, to find what in you is taking on energy, and then to help clear it and then take up space in yourself. So all of the information that Jenith is scrolling through there, all the information is on the sales page, but I just wanted to do just a quick little overview. So that series is how to clear your energy, how to clear what is not yours. So I teach you guys that process. The other one I'm doing, that's a total of 13 MP3s, is this veil removal series. It's super powerful. Mm-hmm. And how that came to be is I was meditating one day and I saw this, it looked like cobwebbing that was around my second chakra area and around my third chakra area. And the webbing was like a veil that I was still seeing my life through. And the veil was fear-based, and the veil was actually coming from my ego to protect me from being who I am. And so we go through these, every MP3 is a release of the veil. We go through all the chakras. Spirit does like this overall sweep to just clear any veils that want to come up in the moment. And what was interesting is as I was doing this, these MP3s, one of the things that came up was sexuality. And that, so we really are focusing also on clearing these veils on top of the sexuality and being close with people. And so that's the veil removal series. And then the last MP3 in the veil removal series, after going through all of it, is just this really deep harmonizing and balancing and aligning healing, just to help your system integrate all that healing that you did. And then my last one is, I call it the self-empowering accelerated healing series. And this is a little different than the first two. This really helps you with your everyday awakening experience that you're having. Because when we start waking up, we start realizing we can't live our life from the same places anymore. It's not working, right? So I address these themes of navigating the unknown, receiving what true self-empowerment is. And then we do a deep integration and embodiment for those MP3s. So I'm really bringing your awareness and asking the questions of what is true receiving and what is true self-empowerment? And how do you even navigate this unknown that we're in now? Because the true self doesn't have to figure anything out. It's us that are in the unknown. And how do we be with that? So that's everything that's in the package. It's massive.
Massive, massive,
massive. Massive. Yes.
And the live session, you guys can either call in live, it's on Zoom, or you can receive it via proxy, and then there'll be a replay as Perfect. Well. And once you purchase this package, you'll receive a link from the show, and then use that link to register for the live healing, and then that will bring you to a page on my site, a hidden page that has the Zoom info and all the replays. I'm sorry, all the MP3s to download that's included.
Amazing.
So that's what it is.
Yeah, thank you.
Ambajan, this is amazing. I mean, I've helped in the back end, I've helped on a lot of shows, and this is lives and so many MP3s. We're so grateful that
there's so many. Wow, it's so good.
I literally am like,
Can we put this in? Can we put this in? Can we just make this absolutely irresistible? Can we do this?
I was just looking at Judith like, for real? She's like, we worked hard on this. Everyone, you guys, this is amazing. Like I said, I worked in a lot of shows and produced a lot of stuff, and they really did work hard on this.
Well, I figured since I had such a change with the veil removal a few years back, and I thought, you know, I really want that in here. And initially I asked you, I said, do you just want to give the veil removal and the one that we did last year? And you're like, fine. And then like 3 days ago, she's like, all this other stuff has come up, and now I want to add this before the show on Monday. And I'm like, okay.
I kept, like, I felt a tap on the shoulder, let's say from Spirit, being like, you got to do this live group for this to help people embody who they are. And I'm like, okay. Because I've got a lot going on right now in my life. And it's like, when they first told me that, I'm like, I'm too busy. I don't know if I can. And then I was like, and it was so subtle, and I just put it away. And then it kept coming and coming and coming. And it was just so, like, I can feel whoever is drawn to this package, it's for you guys. And so my job is to listen to what I'm getting to do and show up. And then you guys are going to bring all those details. Just like today, we do readings, and it's like, you have the details. So when we meet as a group, you all have the details of what it is that these layers are that are ready to just to go and to super empower. So yeah, it was a very interesting process when Jenna was like, do you want to just do these MP3s? And I'm like, sure. And then like after, I was like, shit, I got to do this live thing.
You know, it's funny we play together. It seems like every single time when we're like on it, it's like universe is like dumps, and it's totally different than any other conversation I have with you. Every time I talk to you, it's like totally different. It's like, what the hell? I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a certain collaboration that kind of initiates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love you so much. Just like,
I love you too.
All right, you guys, I put the link to her package in the chat, and we have something that I want you to know that might actually support you throughout the series if you do like these packages and programs. It's called The Lounge. And with The Lounge, we are giving you 10% off all these speaker offers. It's not taking it out of the speaker and what they'll get. It's totally just to support you. So if you'd like to join The Lounge, it has a bunch of other things. And also, if you just want to get the MP3s of this entire series for the next 12 days, you got that too. So that link is also going to be in the chat. You should have saw that probably when you signed up. But if you just want to support the series, or if you just want the MP3s and the audios and the videos of all this, there's two offers on this page. Just wanted to make you aware of that. Plus, with The Lounge, we're going to be doing each month, Lianca's going to do something, and I'm going to do something as well.
It's very juicy.
Something.
Something. It'll probably be a hypnosis thing from me, and it'll probably be something else from her, and maybe not. Yeah.
So, yes, and so you'll still get the 10% off of the package today and anything else that we offer on the show as well. So,
yeah,
it comes with all of the downloadable MP3s from all of the speakers. So there's 12 days, and most all days have two speakers a day. So that's my math is more than 20, over 21, you know, various different speakers that all have something very unique in different ways to receive and just more support for you. Plus we'll be doing, like she said, she'll be doing the hypnosis, and I'll be doing the Akashic readings and the guide mapping through the working with the new DNA upgrades that have been coming through. So it's going to be very exciting, and you get the 10% off of Amba John's package today. So
there's a coupon code in there. If you have purchased our previous series, the Creator Mastermind Haven, you also have been entered into The Lounge, so you'll get the coupon code as well.
And you guys, Amba John has just blessed us. So we're so excited to be able to share that with you. So
incredible.
Gosh, that live. I mean, I can't wait. I'm just like, It's going to be amazing. I already know.
Well, it's just, it's just been so good to be with you both and everyone here. And you guys are just like together. Me likey.
Oh, yay! Because we're probably staying together.
You're what?
We're staying together, I think. Well,
just like what it feels like for me, and I don't feel like this is out of line or anything, but like, so we did this show today, right? And what came out, right? And I just feel like, and the shows that you'll be doing, there's so much to unpack that you guys will like keep unpacking as a duo and stuff. It just feels super cool. So.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the space to for me to share and holding the space and being together and having me here and the opportunity to offer my work. And yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Together, a phenomenal package. Yes. And we'll have you on whenever it's time to have you on again.
Okay. This sounds good.
Okay.
I'll be there on that time.
Thank you so much. Love
you guys. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye. All right. I'm going to remove you.
Thank you, Amida. Too fun.
Wrap up.
So, guys, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah. And
she's got a reverb on her. Because this is live. And yeah. I mean, like we said, we're here every day, right? Monday through Thursday, to support you. Today we had one speaker. Tomorrow we will have two. So Jenna, tell us who we are having.
We're
tomorrow.
Having Carrie Hummingbird.
That's right.
And former Miss USA Terry Britt.
Yay. So Terry and Carrie.
Yeah, Carrie and Terry. Carrie comes first.
That's right.
And she will be on right at 11. 11 our time, which is 9 a.m. Pacific. And then we'll have a little bit of break in between the two of them.
So you'll hear us say a little bit about.
Yeah. And we'll probably just talk about Terry and Carrie the whole time. So thank you for an amazing day one. We plan for all these calls to be interactive in this way, where we're taking your questions. Oh, and with the lounge, you also get priority access to ask a question. So if you do get the lounge, then you will be first up to ask your question as well during these calls, this entire series. These are also, the rogue version of this is gonna be on YouTube as well. I'll go ahead and I'll put that link in some of the emails to you guys. And what else? What other announcements?
Share with your friends. Invite them. Let's have some fun. And we're going to continue to play the entire time. And we'll all be live. Let's make some changes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. Let's do this together. And I guess that's a wrap. Bye,
Bye,
everyone.
Have a good one.
Thank you.